Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Cox out of the Bronx, New York. Welcome to the TMC poll. We're glad that you let us go to prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious and loving God, I want to thank you for waking each and every one of us up this beautiful day. By your grace and unlimited power, you hold together all things. Father, by your spirit within us, we are counting on you to bring our whole being, new spirit, vital, physical, emotional strength, and spiritual and moral strength. Strength to do your will. And forgive us wholeness and harmony, well-being. Bring emotional strength and you and your day by day. We want to stay prayed up. We want you to understand we love you, Lord, no matter what. We want to pray for the sick and the shut in this morning. And pray for, go by the nurse's home this morning. Touch somebody this morning, Lord Jesus. Pray for the De Leon family and the Artists International. Pray for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord Father. Pray for her family. Pray for Dr. Spiller, Lord, for this opportunity that he is waking up us and making us do a little bit better in our business. Lord, thank you for TMC family for joining us and friends. In the name of Jesus, let us all say amen, amen. Host, are you there? Have a good and beautiful day.
Amen, amen. Can you hear me, Minister Cox?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Okay. God bless you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and giving us that powerful, powerful tag. The Lord will give you strength. Yes, he will. The Lord will definitely give you strength. I want to welcome everyone to the TMC family, and I, along with Minister Cox, say welcome, welcome, welcome. And even if it's your first time, welcome again. We give you a warm greeting this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And like I said, if you're here for the very first time, we say welcome. And please don't let this be your last time coming and joining us every morning. I tell you, we're here giving God honor, giving God glory, and giving him praise. And we're here Monday through Friday at this time. Now, the call was started by two phenomenal women of God, and I tell you, they were anointed and appointed. And they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Dr. Super Fantastic, as well as Dr. Dimples. And then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. Now, the theme I want to throw out there is in this year, in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. Now, not only do we have a scripture that's based on it, but we also have a website and all these other fantastic economies, you know, that help us with this call. Now, the scripture is Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So please invite your family and friends to join us each and every morning and tell them it's a great way to get a blessing from the Lord, to be blessed. Now, again, I said we had a website. We have a wonderful website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And on that site, you can listen to past messages, and you can read the bios, and many times we have prayer directives where we come together on one accord and pray for certain situations. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as a greeter like Minister Cynthia Cox did, or share a word from the Lord, you may want to be a host like what I'm doing. And then you have you might have a word from the Lord that God has given you. We definitely want to hear it. If you can bless the masses, we definitely want to hear what God has for us through you. Now, you can submit all that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, If you, we know that we are, many of us are part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company, and we are so excited. And that company is Artists International. We are assisting millions around the world to get healthier lives and to even economically become better in their wealth. So we thank God for the awesome products that we have, the testimonies where lives are being changed daily. And I'm telling you from people that have been to the situation where they were given up for life, but yet God, through these awesome products, brought them back, and we thank God for them. So the company is Artists International, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And you can get more information by getting on the call right after this call, and we call it the Morning Motivational Call, and it is hosted by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, who we also call the Godmother, and a host of leaders. And I tell you, you will get some great information on what we're doing. We're in the middle of a transformation challenge, and it's not too late for you to join. So get on the call, or either get with the person that invited you to the call and get more information, because together we win. When two or three come together in unity, we definitely win. Now, we also have Dr. Raphael Spiller, who is our Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing, that's leading the company into a new phase, and we are excited about it. Now, I know you are ready to hear a word from on high. Now, TMC, I say fasten your seatbelts, because you're in for a treat, because we have a wonderful, wonderful woman of God who pours into us. I tell you, every time she opens her mouth, get ready, get your pens, get your paper, because you're definitely going to get a nugget from God through this woman of God. She is our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I tell you, she is such a blessing. After a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon accepted her call in the ministry, and she has been a blessing. Not only is she a graduate of Oral Roberts University, she is a graduate of Spelman College, and she's a product of Masters of Divinity. I tell you, she is a blessing from on high. Now, through this woman, God has used her to be in the who's who among American colleges and universities. She's also been a part of many associations, and she has also been broadcasting on the radio, speaking the truth in love, and that she does very well. Dr. Vanessa has founded and served as the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas, and she travels all over the world. I guarantee you people, many, many people know this woman of God, and she has been a blessing to the masses. Presently, Dr. Vanessa serves as one of the associate ministers at Mount Corinth Baptist Church, where Dr. Clarence Talley, Sr., is the senior pastor in Hempstead, Texas. Now, we call her our Mother Eagle because she's always there. She's a faithful woman of God. She stirs up the pots. I tell you, when I say stir up the pot, I'm talking about stirring up the pot in the spirit, okay? Because when she goes before the Lord, things happen. And I thank God for her being a part of a co-founder of this awesome ministry, and she's also a blessing to the masses. She is an artist distributor. She is a woman of God who goes forth in power in the Spirit of the living God, and we give God glory for her. So I introduce to some and present to others none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Wow, who's that woman?
None but you, sister. God bless you.
Well, we so esteem the God in you, Minister Brenda. You've been a phenomenal prayer warrior. Appreciate your service, Minister Cynthia. As she loves to tell us, she's from Boogie Down Bronx. We so appreciate you saluting all of God's people as they came on the call today. And to each and every one of you on the call, I am so humbled and honored, and on behalf of Dr. PK, Roberts and myself, we don't take it lightly when I look at this board and see how many of you all have called in from coast to coast, north to south, east to west, early in the morning out on the west coast to those of you on the east coast, and even some numbers that have Skyped in. To God be all the glory. There is a word from the Lord. I have been in a gear that the Lord has had me in, been doing a lot of studying in my personal time in the book of Hebrews. It has taken me in a lot of different directions, and was honored to minister at my church on Sunday morning. I think many of you all know, right here in Waller County where I live, the situation with the tragic, mysterious death of Sandra Blair, and literally is right across the street, up the street from my church. So we've been in prayer about what God is saying as he exposes spirits and motives and hearts. We have to get the right message and hear the right lessons and operate in wisdom, but always showing the love of Christ and speaking the truth in love. And I'm going to bring it down to our front door, to us personally this morning, as I speak from a simple topic and a question. What hinders us from being great? What hinders us from being great? And some of us may say, well, I think I am great. Yes, because greatness is relative depending on your circle and your assignment. But I challenge most of us, we're operating at 50, 40% when God has equipped us with the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, all of heaven backing us up, and we should be operating at 100 plus. What hinders us from becoming great? And I subtitled it the three key words. Does your why, first word, make you run past your try and reach your defy, which is your victory in Christ Jesus? Does your why, the purpose, the reason God placed us here on this side of glory, make you run past your try, every challenge, every obstacle, every opposition, and reach your defy, which is your destiny in Christ, your victory in Christ Jesus? Well, with many events, experience, and seasons in our life, we find ourselves asking God, Lord, why did you choose me? Why did you allow that experience to happen and mold, make, and magnify my belief system? And I always remind us, when things good and bad happen to us, nothing catches God by surprise. He wasn't caught off cue when things happen to us. And we need to ask the right questions on with many things. Why did God even allow them to happen? Why did God, you allow this encounter to occur, for me to meet this person in this season of my life? Does your why make you cry? Does your why make you hold on and press on no matter what? Does your why define you daily, keep you determined, make you stay focused on your destiny? Let's look to the word on why we allow hindrances to godly success in our life. Let's start at the first base of where we are. For most of us on this call, part of our awesome Artists International family, we're in the midst of a transformation challenge. We're just days in, and many of us have already backslid, repented, and getting back up, moving on. Many of us are lukewarm. Many of us are on fire, but we don't want to run out of gas halfway through this 90-day challenge. First woman, let's look to the word on why. Every day, operate with passion. Every day, so that why stays illuminated, magnified. Every day, operate with passion. What is passion? Well, according to Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, passion is a powerful emotion such as love, joy, hatred, or anger. Another definition I loved was, passion is boundless enthusiasm. Boundless enthusiasm, be it toward love or joy or other emotions, but a boundless enthusiasm. We know the other fleshly definition is a strong sexual desire, but let's hone in on boundless enthusiasm. Is the passion every day operating with passion. The word says in Mark 12, that 30th verse, the 30th verse in Mark 12 reads in the NIV, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. See, I call it a season of having laser-focused faith with action. Let's say that again. It's a season of laser-focused faith with action. Others may call it giving it all you got, but doing it consistently. Well, secondly, with our why, have the ability to accept challenges. Have the ability to accept challenges. Accept and embrace that every vision, every goal, and every dream we have will have within it, wrapped in it, part of it, inherent challenges, inherent obstacles, inherent opposition. And during these seasons, our why must anchor us, maintain, but utmost sustain us. In Psalms 37, that 23rd through 24th verse in the 37th division of Psalms, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way, though he fall, not if he fall, not just in case he fall, though he fall. You and I will fall. We will miss it at times. We will get a little deterred, derailed. Though we fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Why? Because the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Decide within yourself that you will, you shall defy all odds, no matter what. Thirdly, have confidence in yourself. Have confidence in yourself. Believe in what God has deposited in you. You have to believe in you. If you don't believe in you, my gosh, it starts with us. Believing that we are overcomers. It starts with us. Believing we are strong people of faith and conviction. It starts with us. Saying, yes, I am an overcomer. Devil, take your best shot. The fiery darts may hurl, but the shield of faith, I believe I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because, God, you made some deposits in me. Mama and Daddy have deposited. Big Mama, Nana has deposited words of encouragement, hope, strength. They are not idle words, and they won't return void. In Psalms 139, that 14th verse in the 139th division of Psalms, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. See yourself as awesome, not arrogant, awesome, a project of great destiny in the making. Let your mess be the great material for a powerful message. Are we talking this morning about what hinders us from being great? Does your why make you run right past your try and reach your defy, your victory in Christ Jesus? Fourthly, have the willingness to work hard. That four-letter word work is not a cuss word, folks. The only place success comes before work, you know it, I say it all the time, is in the dictionary. Have the willingness to work. Proverbs 6, that sixth verse. In Proverbs 6 says, go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. In other words, be a good steward of the time, the gifts, the talents, the treasures that God gives us. Another scripture in Ephesians 5, 15 through 16. Ephesians 5, when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, 5, verses 15 and 16, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Decide within yourself that your why shall defy all odds, no matter what. Have a willingness. Be willing to work hard. The fifth principle. Have generational blessings always in mind. Have generational blessings always in mind. What do you mean? Remember, somebody paid a price. Somebody sacrificed so they could see their children's children have it better. You and I should sacrifice every day so we can see our offspring, our lineage, our legacy do better. Every day when I look in the eyes of my 91-year-old mother and remember the many, many, many sacrifices my father and her made so that my brothers and I lacked nothing, went without nothing, I always have to hear my own self tell myself, girlfriend, you owe. You've been blessed. Spelman College drilled into us. You owe. Pass it on. You be successful and turn around and mentor somebody. Have generational blessings in mind. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. But don't stop there. Don't stop there. The rest of the verse says, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto the fathers, as it is this day. In other words, you're not doing it just for you, your four, no more. It's about your children's children's children having a better lineage and a legacy, having a bridge to walk across to do better and to be better. And our sixth one, the last one for this morning, have fun. Wow. Have fun in the journey. Learn to enjoy the journey. Learn to have pleasure through the process. Learn to delight in your way toward your destiny. Realize you have a covenant promise, and it all will work together for your good. Nehemiah 8:10, I speak this to my own spirit every day, that 10th verse in Nehemiah 8, and we know what Nehemiah did. Nehemiah left where he was, got a letter from his king, and go back to his homeland and rebuild the wall. And even though there were holy haters who said he couldn't do it, he kept focused, he kept faithful, he kept firm to his commitment in 52 days to rebuild that wall. But in the process, that Nehemiah 8:10 says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry. Why? For the joy of the Lord is your strength. We realize that joy is three things. Joy first is a spirit. We have in Galatians 5 when we have secondly a fruit. But joy is a spirit that can destroy the yoke of heaviness, of burdens. And joy is a force. When you have joy, it drives out heaviness. You can't have joy and have a prune juice ministry looking all sad and deflated and defeated. Joy changes the atmosphere. It's a force. It's a fruit. It's a spirit. And we need to embrace joy and have fun. Notify your face. It's going to be all right. We're going to run past that trying, and we're going to defy all odds because our why is so big. Those of us who started this transformation challenge, our why to get healthy so we can live to see our children's children grow up, so that we can live to walk in the blessings God has prepared us, so we can live to be an example to others of health, of wealth, so we can live a full life that brings joy to our soul and to the hearts of others. Have fun. So, again, I ask you, what hinders us from being great? Does your why make you run past? Try. No, we ain't just trying. We're going to reach that place called defy all of our odds. And what does the journey look like? Oh, remember it first. Starts off with operate daily with passion. Keep a heart that's focused and determined. Secondly, have the ability to accept challenges. Know they will come. Have a mindset that no matter what comes at me, God and I are going to work it out. Thirdly, have confidence in yourself. Believe in what God has deposited in you. God didn't make junk. You're his treasure. We may be a little bit of a diamond in the rough, but it's going to be all right. You have to believe in you. Fourthly, have the willingness to work. Be willing to put your hand to the plow. Have the willingness to work hard. And fifth, have generational blessings always in mind. It's about the others that are coming after me. And sixthly, have fun. What hinders us from being great? Does your why make you run past your try and reach your defy, which is your victory, Jehovah Nissi, in Christ Jesus? I speak victorious living in life in each and every one of us, that we'll enjoy the journey, we'll collect the jewels along the way, and we'll reach that place called destiny and purpose in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Wow, wow, wow. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for that awesome, awesome, awesome on-time word. Praise God. Why, what hinders us from being great? And I tell you, nothing should hinder us after this message this day. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you. Spirit of the living God, continue to breathe on us, O God. Continue to pour into us, O God, your fresh anointing, that we may be doers of your word and not just hearers only. Father God, we thank you for the message this morning that you told us that we shouldn't allow anything to hinder us from being great. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you pour a double portion of your anointing into Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Pour into her the virtues, Lord God, that she has poured to us this morning. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing everything her hands touch and her feet tread. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's connected to her, her mother, Lord God, her loved ones, and all those that are working with her and at her church and in her community. We thank you that your blessings are overshadowing them this very hour and the days to come in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we're lifting up the family of Sandra Blair, Lord God, who's going through such a trying time, Father. We thank you for your anointing, for your comforting spirit hovering over that family, Lord God. Let them know, Father, that all power is still in your hands. And as they cast their cares upon you, Lord God, that you will see them through. We thank you, Father God, for the families of the soldiers that were killed, Lord God, in Chattanooga. We thank you, Father, for keeping them in perfect peace. And we glorify you, Father, that everything is still working together for those that love you who are called according to your purpose. We glorify you, Father, for those that have the Knox and the Dickens family that has gone through a trying time, Lord God, with bereavement. But, Father, you, oh God, are ministering to them at this very hour. We thank you for the family of Rosalind Marion, oh God. We glorify you, Father, that you are comforting that family in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we know as we call on your name, you say you will answer and then show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. So, Father, we say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Father God, we thank you for all those that are sick and shut in. We glorify you, Father, that you are speaking perfect peace in their hearts, their minds, and their spirits. And we glorify you, Father, because you are the healer. And we call and declare and decree that they are healed by the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, we honor you, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this awesome, awesome message, I know you want to hear it again. So the playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, I know that you're interested in knowing more about our company, so get on board on the morning motivational call that's next. That number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, we thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting the people this morning and giving us that tag, the Lord will give you strength, and we receive that. We thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for that awesome word this morning, that we will go forth and be the ministers that God has called us to be. Would you please come back and give us the benediction?
Thank you very much. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you today that our why will make us defy every obstacle, every fiery dart, every weapon that the enemy may try to come toward us. We'll remember that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I thank you for diligence and determination for all of us on this transformation challenge, that we will be transformed, spirit, mind, and body, more to your likeness. Father, I thank you for everyone on this call, that you remind us that our purpose, our destiny is bigger than all of us, so that as we leave this call, we'll stay focused, we'll stay faithful, and we'll stay committed to walk it out, to let the why be the headlights in our soul, to go past the try and to end up at defying all odds, to be victorious in you. And all through the journey, we'll give you and you alone all the glory, all of the honor. And Father God, get yourself some praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go out and have a phenomenal day in Christ, you defying overcomers. Bye-bye.